Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Described by some as a, quote, charming rogue, Charles Augustus Howell was a dodgy figure in Victorian London's art circles. There was deception, there was extortion, there was forgery, and just a whole lot of unsavory bits. Howell was an art dealer by trade who was also known to manipulate those around him so he could acquire works that would establish and increase his reputation and his financial security. When that didn't work, in the words of biographer Humphrey Hare, quote, Howell did not hesitate to blackmail. So, let's get to know this charming yet unsavory character. Welcome to Criminalia. I'm Maria Tremarke.
And I'm Holly Fry. Howell was a flamboyant fellow who charmed his way into the Pre-Raphaelite art movement. The Pre-Raphaelites were a secret society, a brotherhood is what they called themselves, of seven young artists who were disenchanted with the contemporary painting scene in London at the time. Instead, these artists were inspired by Italian art of the 14th and 15th centuries, and they emulated the art of late medieval and early Renaissance Europe through the time when Italian High Renaissance painter Raffaello Sanzio da Urbino, known as Raphael, became popular, hence the name Pre-Raphaelites. Their intent was to create a new British art movement, and although short-lived, they did. This new movement, their brotherhood, is characterized by vivid detail and bright, luminous colors, tight brushstrokes, and a focus on small details. When it came to subject matter, naturalism was key.
The movement was formed in London in 1848 by three Royal Academy of Arts students. These principal members were Dante Gabriel Rossetti, who was a poet as well as a painter, painter William Holman Hunt, and painter John Everett Millais. Painter James Collinson, art critic Frederick George Stevens, sculptor Thomas Woolner, and writer William Michael Rossetti, who was Dante's brother, were also invited to join. All were under the age of 25. Two additional painters, William Dyce and Ford Madox Brown, were also associated with the movement, more as mentors, really, and also came to paint in the Pre-Raphaelite style.
There were critics, of course, and among them was famous novelist Charles Dickens. These critics denounced the Pre-Raphaelites for their disregard for the then-academic ideal of beauty, but also for what they considered an irreverence toward religious themes. Not everyone felt that way, though. One leading art critic, the polymath John Ruskin, defended their art. And primarily because of Ruskin's support, the artists did not lack for patrons.
5 years after it started, the Brotherhood disbanded. John Millais, who began as a child prodigy and was considered the most technically gifted painter of the society, went on to become an academic success. Of the original seven members, only Hunt continued to pursue the style throughout most of his career, and he remained true to the Pre-Raphaelite principles. The style lived on through the 1850s and 1860s, famously with painters Edward Burne-Jones and William Morris.
Howell was not himself an artist. He was an agent and probably also a fixer. He was born in Oporto, Portugal. Probably. His father was an Englishman and his mother was Portuguese. In fact, Howell claimed to have aristocratic Portuguese ancestry, and he was known to wear the red sash of the Portuguese Order of Christ, of which he would be happy to tell you was an inherited family order. He was very concerned about status. The Howells moved to Britain when Charles was young, and in some stories of his life, it's reported that throughout his adulthood, he would sometimes make up new stories about where he came from.
In London, Howell officially and firmly entered the Pre-Raphaelite circle when Ruskin employed him as his private secretary, a position that trusted him with, quote, affairs needing delicate handling and a wise discretion. As we get further into the life of Charles Howell, though, discretion may not be the appropriate word to associate with him, but let's keep on going. Though Howell increasingly argued for control over all of Ruskin's finances, his work usually had him managing Ruskin's charitable donations. He quickly became a close friend and agent to a succession of leading artists, including Dante Gabriel Rossetti, Frederick Sands, Edward Burne-Jones, George Frederick Watts, and American-born artist James McNeill Whistler. Whistler, who is considered the first contemporary artist, was a significant figure in the aesthetic movement, a late 19th century art movement that emphasized the idea of art for art's sake. Whistler and Howell ran in similar circles. Some consider Howell to have been his unofficial agent. Whistler called Howell, quote, the creature of top boots and plumes, splendidly flamboyant.
So far, it seems like Charles Augustus Howell wasn't such a bad guy, but we need to pause here for a break and a word from our sponsors. And when we return, we will talk about how he became known as a blackmailer and why his friends and business partners all considered him a liar. Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie, and it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Listen, you listen to true crime podcasts. You know that the world can be dangerous and unpredictable and that there will, unfortunately, be people who want to hurt each other. And so it's kind of nice to get a little peace of mind by having a good home security system. Just take a few precautions. And I recommend looking at SimpliSafe Home Security. I've had my home broken into in the past, and it was a terrible feeling, even though nothing that bad really happened. aside from an intruder, I just really like knowing that I have a security setup that lets me check in on my pets when I'm not home. That is a huge peace of mind giver when I am out traveling. SimpliSafe sent me a whole home security system, and I was really, really impressed by the variety of indoor and outdoor cameras they offer. And the whole thing is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/criminalia. That's SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe. .com/criminalia. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with a limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's start talking about why people used words like skilled, amusing, and unscrupulous to describe Howell.
At first, it seems there were a lot of good things to say about this guy. He could get you work, and he could sell it. He could manage money. He could apparently tell a good story, and he was a snappy dresser. So what's not to like? William Michael Rossetti once commented on Howell's sharp sense of business and knowledge of the artist's world, stating he had, quote, quick and accurate discernment of the merits of works of art and decoration of many various kinds, along with extensive practical knowledge of their market value. He continued that Howell was a, quote, speculator and dealer in the works of many kinds, and a skillful salesman with his open manner, his winning address, with his exhaustless gift of amusing talk, not innocent of high coloring and actual blague, Howell was unsurpassable. And it's true, he had secured many commissions for many artists. But there were cracks in Howell's character. And William also noted that Howell had, quote, the ability to exploit people's hobbies and weaknesses.
Painter Ford Madox Brown described him similarly as, quote, second to no one in England in his intimate knowledge of ancient and oriental furniture, china, tapestries. But he also called him, quote, one of the biggest liars in existence.
Eventually, Edward Burne Jones convinced Ruskin to sever his connections with Howell. The Pre-Raphaelite circle began to find him less and less charming and more two-faced and corrupt. He could get things done for you, but he could also get things done against you.
There are many stories of unethical, dishonest, and shameless things Howell did, but we chose this one because it just may be tops. As a master manipulator, Howell once convinced Dante Rossetti to exhume the body of his wife Elizabeth Lizzie Siddle to retrieve a book of poems he had buried with her, because Howell, as Rossetti's agent, thought he could make some money from them. Lizzie Siddle was an artist and a model, and she was both Rossetti's wife and his muse. She modeled for several artists in the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, and she became one of the most famous faces in Victorian England. When she died of a laudanum overdose just 2 years into their marriage in 1862, Rossetti placed in her coffin a journal containing the only copies of many of his poems. 7 years after her death, Howell somehow convinced Rossetti to dig up the grave and retrieve that journal.
Rossetti at this time in his life was broke, and he was struggling with both grief and with alcohol misuse, a problem that he had developed after Lizzie's death. These were facts that Howell knew and that he took advantage of for his own financial gain. This was not to help a friend in need. At Howell's insistence and persistence, Rossetti got permission from Home Secretary Henry A. Bruce to have the coffin exhumed and to remove the book from inside. That event took place on October 5th, 1869, and it was done at night so as to avoid causing any offense and to avoid causing anyone to think they were illegal body snatchers. Rossetti did not attend. London solicitor Henry Virtue Tebbs accompanied Howell at the gravesite, acting in a legal capacity as witness to the items taken from the coffin. Dr. Llewellyn Williams also attended. His role was disinfecting the book. According to Howell's version of the event, after 7 years, Lizzie had remained perfectly preserved, and he described her coffin to be full of her flowing hair. Howell and Rossetti did get the journal, and once the poems were transcribed, Rossetti had the original manuscript destroyed. The poems, though, hit the wrong notes with critics. On top of poor reviews and poor sales, Rossetti, it said, never got over the night his wife's body was disinterred.
Admission of what they did that night in October of 1869 did not become public until after Dante's death in 1882. British writer Sir Thomas Henry Hall Caine, commonly known as Hall Caine, later recalled that his friend Dante regretted going through with the disinterment, citing this, quote, weakness of yielding to the importunity of friends and the impulse of literary ambition. Of Howell, Hall Caine had little good to say and referred to him as a, quote, soldier of fortune.
There's no clear evidence that Howell blackmailed Dante Gabriel Rossetti into digging up the book, but historians tend to err on the side of, yes, he used blackmail, as Howell had a reputation of using that tactic wherever and whenever he could to get whatever he wanted. However, it is also plausible that Howell skipped the blackmail and simply took advantage of a suffering man. After the exhumation of Lizzie Siddall's grave, Dante's brother William Rossetti insisted that the entire incident be kept quiet.
We're going to take a break for a word from our sponsors. When we're back, we will talk about forgery, more blackmail, and where Howell's character lives on today.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's talk about Howell's involvement with forgery and how he exploited the pre-Raphaelite artists.
Charles Augustus Howell's tendency for manipulation and blackmail often ended his relationships, as any of us may imagine. But there was a charm factor at play. Even after he'd pressured Dante Rossetti to exhume Lizzie's coffin, his relationship with Rossetti didn't end. That actually didn't happen until after he persuaded his lover, Rosa Corder, to create forgeries of Rossetti's art.
Rosa Frances Corder was Howell's mistress. He had a wife and she wasn't it. Corder studied art, and for a time, she had a studio at Newmarket where she painted racehorses and also portraits. Because of Howell's influence and insistence, she began to make copies of the 18th century portraits and erotic drawings of Henry Fuseli. Her name then became associated with forgeries of Rossetti's works, as well as works by John Millay. In her set of four drawings called The Story of St. George Slaying the Dragon, which is based on stained glass windows by Dante Gabriel Rossetti, the head of St. George is said to have been modeled on Charles Augustus Howell. Behind the scenes of that particular work of art, in a letter dated March 22, 1876, Dante wrote to Howell stating, quote, "You borrowed a set of drawings of St. George and the Dragon to copy. For your own use only. Please return them at once." Howell clearly didn't respect that whole "for your own use" part, and Corder's forgery of St. George Slaying the Dragon was later presented to the Birmingham Museums and Art Gallery by an anonymous donor through the National Art Collections Fund in 1905. Corder's originals remain there today.
For a time, Howell's wit and charm secured him a favored spot in several artists' lives, despite the awareness of his lies and manipulation in their tight circle. For instance, years after Dante Rossetti became convinced that Howell was profiting off of selling forgeries of his art, he still, allegedly, was endeared to how entertaining of a person Howell could be. Howell didn't do much to hide his true nature, though. In addition to selling Corder's forgeries, he very likely embezzled funds from Ruskin, and he made shady side deals while acting as agent for both Dante Rossetti and Edward Burne-Jones. Burne-Jones scathingly described Howell as, quote, "a base, treacherous, unscrupulous, and malignant fellow." Years later, Edward's wife, Georgiana Burne-Jones, described him as someone who had, quote, "come against us in friend's clothing, but inwardly, he was a stranger to all that our life meant."
Howell also worked as an agent to those who were not in the pre-Raphaelite circle, such as with Whistler. He became a business advisor and personal secretary to English poet and critic Algernon Swinburne, an arrangement described as, quote, "not only his man of business, but also the partner of his amusements and the recipient of his confidences." But after some of Swinburne's letters passed through Howell to a publisher named George Redway without Swinburne's permission, Swinburne was, of course, outraged, and he demanded the return of those letters. Many versions of this story suggest the letters contained, quote, "indecent content of some sort." But regardless, he then faced blackmail from Redway. He was expected to give up the copyright of the manuscript, A Word for the Navy, or the saucy letters would be published. Swinburne gave in, and he blamed Howell for the whole sordid affair. After Howell's death, Swinburne wrote that he hoped Howell was, quote, "in that particular circle of Malboge where the coating of eternal excrement makes it impossible to see whether the damned dog's head is or is not tonsured." It's safe to say that Swinburne was not going to eulogize him.
Though Howell's considered to have been a well-known blackmailer, we would be remiss if we didn't mention how biographer Helen Rossetti Angeli has added to his legend that she has found actually nothing to support those accusations. Angeli, the daughter of William Michael Rossetti, doesn't defend Howell, but suggests that specific idea perhaps rose from extrapolations and assumptions related to the blackmail incident involving Swinburne and Redway, but not from Howell himself. What we know from the artists he worked with is that it's certain he couldn't be trusted.
Like his birth, Howell's death at age 50 is equally shadowy. Some reports suggest he probably died of tuberculosis, but in the more colorful and popular versions of the story of his death, it's reported that he was found murdered outside a Chelsea public house with his throat slit. And in some cases, it's said that a coin was placed between his teeth, perhaps in a nod to the custom in Greek mythology, paying the ferryman who carried the dead across the River Styx in the underworld.
In the art world, Howell lives on as a two-faced and morally bankrupt character. And such is also true in the literary world. Howell was the inspiration for British author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's antagonist in the Sherlock Holmes story, The Adventure of Charles Augustus Milverton, published in 1904. Doyle, a contemporary of Howell, writes the character of Charles Augustus Milverton as, quote, the king of blackmailers. And critics point out that Milverton inspires in Sherlock Holmes a revulsion that's far greater than any of the murderers he encounters in his, albeit fictional, career. While Swinburne once described the real Howell as, quote, the vilest wretch I ever came across, the fictional Holmes describes the fictional Milverton as the worst man in London. Do you want to talk a little bit about coercion and coercion concoctions?
I do want to talk about coercion concoctions. When I was first looking at your notes on this, one particular alcohol immediately jumped to my mind in thinking about Howell, and that was Fernet Branca. Now, just in case our listeners don't know about Fernet Branca, it is a very bitter Italian liqueur. It's usually classified as an Amaro. Mm-hmm. Some people would argue that it's actually its own subcategory, but there's a whole funny side of it where it's also nicknamed the bartender's handshake. Yes. Because bartenders like to do shots of it. It is not delicious to everyone's palate. I'll put it that way.
I don't think we have used it before.
We have not. Yeah. Because it is not delicious to everyone's palate.
Yes.
People often describe it as something reminiscent of like a Jägermeister, but without the sweetness. It's got some bite. So I thought we would put that in a drink and see if we could make it delightful in its own way. I will say this is a drink that not everyone's going to love, not only because it has Fernet Branca, but because it is almost all alcohol. It's a heavy mm-hmm. hitter for sure. So even if you do love it, maybe just drink one. The inspiration for this and the name of the drink is Buried Poems, because I wanted something that had a very unique and bold flavor, because you have to be bold as hell to suggest to your friend that they should dig up their deceased beloved because you want something that's in the coffin. That's just brazen.
That's crazy. I know.
So I wanted a very bold flavor. So here we go. Buried Poems is, go ahead and pre-chill that martini or cocktail glass. You want it cold. Go ahead and put it in the fridge. You want 1.5 ounces of pomegranate liqueur, 1.5 ounces of vodka. Now, when we get to Fernet Branca, this is pourer's choice, because these sound like minute amounts, but I'm telling you, they have a strong impact on it. If you have never had it before and you're not sure that you're going to be into it, just put in like 1/8 ounce. And if you're feeling a little more brazen, go ahead and go up to 1/4 ounce. That's literally how little we're doing here. And then I also added 1/4 ounce of vanilla syrup. Shake this until it is so cold with ice. This is one of those spirits that, like, the colder it is, the better it is, right? If you were to drink warm Fernet, you would be like, this is
terrible. Yeah.
I caution, be very judicious with your use of it, because it can start to taste like pomegranate cough syrup, and you don't want that. But you're just going to shake it, strain it into your pre-chilled glass. It's a really interesting sip, right? It does have that like herbal medicinal note to it. But I actually found like the pomegranate tempered that quite a bit and made it something interesting to my palate anyway.
Does the pomegranate make this drink red like his sash?
It's pinkish. It's not it's enough pinkish. To That's make it red, thought, yeah. but yeah, it's pinkish. Pinkish. It also depends on the pomegranate liqueur you get. Some are redder than others. Now, if you want to do the mocktail, we're going to do some stuff a little bit different because you just kind of have to.
Yeah, this is a very strong drink.
It's all alcohol. Yeah. Right. What you're going to do for the mocktail is you're going to do 2.5 ounces of pomegranate juice and 1 ounce of licorice tea. And then I hope in your case, you are not the person who absolutely won't drink bitters because they have minute amounts of alcohol in them, but because you need a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters here because it gives it that kind of edginess mm-hmm. that the Fernet would have. It's not the same. Nothing is quite, you cannot replicate what Fernet does, in my opinion. But so just 2 dashes of bitters. So it's super easy. 2.5 ounces of pomegranate juice, 1 ounce of licorice tea, 2 dashes of bitters, and then 1/4 ounce of vanilla syrup. And mm-hmm. the reason we bump down the syrup is because we're working with a juice that's already sweet. Same thing, shake it up, pour it into a pre-chilled glass. Delicious in a different way, probably more delicious to most palates than the cocktail, but the cocktail is really fun and I think pretty yummy.
Should be tried. Gotta try it.
Yeah, you gotta try it. Listen, that's how you discover your favorite things, right? You may not know what your favorite cocktail is yet because you haven't sipped it. You gotta go out and try all the weird stuff because one of them could be magical for you. And it might be Fernet. Maybe somebody will love it. I am not a person who wants to do a shot of Fernet, but some people truly love it. But I do love a shot of Jaeger, so mm-hmm. your mileage may vary.
Right.
in any case, that is The Buried Poems, which kind of breaks my heart. I feel like Rossetti is the one who just got hung out to dry emotionally in all of this.
What a guy.
Howl. Ugh. You're not cool, man. We hope that you have had a cool time hanging out with us today and hearing about Howell's absolutely horrifying behavior, and that you will come back and visit us again, because next week we're going to be right back here with more blackmail and another cocktail. Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now